The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Why is the mist closer?
Because Strahd doesn't want us going back into the temple for any reason, probably. He's shutting off that piece of the map. We will desynchronize if we go into the mist.
He is likely forcing us.
We'll do the Tony Hawk thing and just run into a wall that looks like it's three-dimensional.
He's likely forcing us into a specific direction.
I don't know. Let's move.
Okay.
I mean, as the guy said, like, he probably didn't think we would get as much out of the temple as we probably did. So, yeah.
But he also didn't get to go inform Strahd.
Or did he?
Oh. Possibly.
You begin heading down the mountain then?
Oh, hey, you know what? Casimir could have flown.
Wouldn't there still have been some impact of something from flapping or anything?
He's not Neo.
I mean,
I like it better that he's Neo.
You head on down the mountain.
Yep.
It's a bit of a slog. It's basically been nonstop precipitation for the last 2 days now, as far as you can tell, since you exited the Ember Temple. Farther down, obviously, it's a little bit warmer, so it's not snow, it's rain. But it still makes the path somewhat treacherous. So yeah, you meander your way through. It takes you another 4 hours to sort of get to the next set of the crossroads. So by noonish, midday, you're up there at the crossroads where you could go. Yeah, you could either go to the tower, you could go to Kretzk, you could go to see the Mardukovs. But you've reached that crossroads.
We could stop at the encampment. It's right there.
What encampment?
The Vishtani encampment.
You gotta come farther east.
Oh, well, could we do that?
It's
not entirely out of the way.
You've reached the crossroads, you've not told me where you're going, so that's why I'm asking.
We could see if, not that he would, we could see if he came back to his home.
Yeah, what time of day is it, and how far did we make it?
Like I said, that trip normally should have taken you, like, maybe 2 or 3 hours. It took you closer to 4 or 5 because of the weather. Because it's just mucky and rainy and shitty.
If we left at dawn, then that's... It's like 5 or 6 a.m.
It's noonish.
As we're walking, any signs of wild game?
Roll survival.
16.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing signs of animals, absolutely.
Okay. Can I easily sneak up and on and catch unbeknownst and eat?
Roll stealth. Not if he scares them away.
16.
It's going to take you maybe an hour or two, but yeah, you can
As we're going, like, if I get parallel to us in the woods... Grab something.
Right, but I mean, you're going to have to stalk it for a little bit.
I want to try to do the same thing.
Like, squirrels out of trees.
Yeah, but I want to do like it with the rabbits and just try to bite right into the heart. Is it diminishing this feeling? Like, am I getting even less out of it? I'm just trying to get curious about
No, I understand what you're saying. It takes you, you're kind of at the crossroads. Maybe everyone's breaking for lunch or something. You're sort of taking a midday repast. And you sort of go off into the woods and you're able to snatch a live creature. And you bite into it. You don't get any good feelings from it. Just kind of is. It doesn't change the hunger. Doesn't necessarily make it worse, but it doesn't make it any better. You still just feel.
Yeah, it's got to be people's. Cool. Got it.
Nauseous.
You need man flesh.
That sounds like a Cinemax TV show, late night TV show.
Man flesh.
Man flesh. It's all about like.
It's stripper works.
It's like some sort of. Male bodybuilding crime-solving show or some Yeah, so you guys sort of are, I guess, just kind of stopping at the crossroads and eating. Matt takes an hour or so to go hunt an animal, eat it, do his thing. You all meet back up together. Where are you headed? It's now 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
I would like to go to the Vishtani camp.
That's what Unda says. Is it on the way to the castle?
Yes.
It's not out
we could
of the
also,
way.
If you
did
want
you, did you say you wanted to stop by the tower and make sure that... You said something about wanting to make sure that he didn't go home. Oh, you were talking about the Vishtani camp. Okay.
Yeah. That's where he lived.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, we can go back to the tower.
I was thinking make sure Von Richten didn't make it back to the tower.
I mean, we can try that. Let's go to the tower.
Okay. You take another little bit to go to the tower.
Is there another wagon that he can blow up?
Could be. Full of clues, including a map. So it's afternoon by the time you get to the tower. You see the remains of a broken wagon. You see some old tracks. That's all you see. You go in.
Do a little dance.
You do the dance?
Yes. Sure.
Okay. You go in.
We all do it in sync, though.
Everybody.
Is there evidence that anybody's here or been here?
Are you going to go up the elevator?
Go up.
Okay. You go up. You do not see any signs that anyone has been here since the last time you were there.
Okay.
Go down.
Yep.
Go to the camp.
I know. I go up to one of the golems and I just say, like, high five and see if it follows my command.
Nope.
Okay.
That suit of armor up there. Is that anything that Davin could wear?
Was it plate?
I don't remember. That's why I'm asking.
Weren't you having armor done up at the...
I already got it.
Okay, I can't remember.
It was just a breastplate.
It just looks like a standing suit of armor. It's bigger than dwarf size, so it would need to be...
It's medium.
Yes, it would need to be altered.
Is it
full plate? Medium.
Are you going to try and take it... Are you going to try and take it down off the armor stand?
If it's something I can use, I'm not going to take it to a smith and
spend
2 weeks.
It would take some alterations.
Then let's go.
Say, you can try and take it down if you want.
Yeah, smith tools, there's a fireplace. You can figure something out.
Make your own forge.
MacGyver that.
Da, 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 da. Just held together by string and paper clips.
Actually, while you're inspecting it.
It comes to life and stabs you in the throat.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've had some armor turn on us.
I already tried that.
Yeah, we tested that out. It didn't attack the first time.
Something strange about that armor.
What do you mean?
It just rubs you the wrong way.
Didn't we Arcana check it before?
I came up and tried to use the name, and I don't...
Roll me a history roll.
I don't remember us just him? Inspecting it.
Drazir.
That...
No, Khazad.
Khazad, yeah. Because that name... Yeah, we have that name for some reason, but we don't know what for.
Ulrich von Lichtenstein.
I'll be damned. 22.
Nice.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Kapoop.
No, I know why we needed to go further into the temple now.
Retcon, delete all this. Let's go.
It's okay. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, tell me now.
So it occurs to you, and about 90% true that this is the case. You did try to speak various phrases when you were in this room. Khazan was not one of them.
No, I made a special trip back here and said Khazan to the statues downstairs and to the suit of armor.
I don't think you did.
Yeah, I did.
You made a special trip here, but I don't think you said Khazan.
No, Davin is going to yell the name Khazan.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's a name.
Okay.
Anything happen?
Nope.
Go up. And I'll do it again.
Nothing?
Nothing? Not from the suit of armor, not anything?
Here's to happen.
Okay. The idea.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
I vote with Jeff just because I think he's the smartest one at the table.
All right, Jeff. 2 weeks ago, you discovered that was a thing of animated armor that will follow your commands when you say Khazan. Does that make you happy? So I'm pretty sure you didn't come back and say Khazan. I remember you coming back. I don't remember you saying Khazan.
So what happens if I say it?
It turns and looks at you.
It's an animated suit of armor.
So whoever says the name...
But it's under your control. Or our control. Whoever says the word, I guess.
Man, you could animate that and get a spiritual weapon going.
Yep.
You could be a f***ing army of one. Oh, Mac.
I don't know how useful it's going to be. An animated suit of armor isn't much. But
it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Threw Troy down some damn stairs.
Almost at first all level. Lynn Troy was the only one who was still standing at the end of that battle. Is that right?
No, I was.
No, he was.
Oh, it was you.
See, what you do is you fill it up with explosives, okay? And you just have it march right into the castle, right into
or
the fireplace.
Or vials of holy water.
Boom. Holy water bomb.
Take an inspiration point just for me.
You can give him if you have one.
I don't have one.
We'll go ahead and get past the whole bit where whoever says Khazan, it follows that person's directions.
Yeah, it's a CR1 creature.
Yeah.
Has next to no hit points.
That's why it was in there when we were at, like, first level.
Yes. As if the challenge ratings are assigned correctly. So going in, retrieving the armor, going downstairs with it, you've now killed another hour or two, so it's starting to get dark out. Not dark out, but...
Let's go to the camp so I can get some stuff.
You head towards the camp. You get there by nightfall.
Cool.
The roads still suck. And perception checks?
19.
Record 17. High.
19.
27.
Was it always that misty behind you guys?
Oh, motherfucker.
He's pushing us in.
I bet it's not even in the f***ing book. I bet Cody's just pissed that we're not done yet.
It's just...
That doesn't sound like plausible
cattle,
at all.
Like cattle, we are being herded in.
Like, open sandbox, funnel point.
Yep.
Okay, are we going to hit anything in between here and the encampment?
What do you mean? Oh, you did. No, I assumed that you guys were basically at the encampment. It's just everyone stopped because Matt had to poop.
And he wanted to buy arrows. Can we get that done out of the way while he's around?
Probably, yeah. The question is it's I'm assuming that there's going to be a little bit of role play involved, since in order to get to the encampment, you will have to go past the hovels of the Dusk Elves. We're probably going to wonder what happened to Casimir. Didn't know if Matt wanted to be here or that. It's
I was
going to
go back and check and make sure he didn't show back up.
Yeah.
Go back. But. Oh, fair enough. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So you're going to, as you approach the hill, right, it's now dusk, basically, and it's nighttime. You see that there are a few Dusk Elves lingering about.
I make a beeline to the Vistani camp.
Okay, you go do that. I'm going to the Dusk Elves.
That's fine.
Yeah, they sort of, you know.
I give a nod and just keep going.
I suppose I'll let you through.
Yeah, let him RP his stuff.
It's not really much to RP.
I'm just saying, like, let him do that because he's gone. And then we can do our encounter when Matt gets back.
Yeah, you can go up and you see the Vishtani are there. You run into one of them. Yes, brother, how can I help you?
I need to replenish some arrows.
Of course. Will you be buying or trading?
I will be buying.
Very well. He will sell them to you at face price.
1 gold per quiver.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's pretty close. Okay. No. I'm going to say I was going to say 1 gold or 5. Five silver, something like that.
Cool. Exactly. I'll buy 3 quivers. It gives me 84 arrows.
All right. Buy 3 quivers of arrows for 3 gold.
I can't
believe Lucas had a digit that was smaller than a 3 in the ones place, so now he has to do some math. He has to subtract.
I hate life.
Like, you're just using it as a crutch now, man.
I'm going to buy you one of those f***ing rings that have the little... You can just do subtraction and addition on those.
Isn't that for HP, though? Is that what you're talking about?
What are you... Anyway.
Let's move on.
Fair enough.
There's an HP ring.
Yes.
Dark... It is, dark times. Where do you find yourself heading?
Dark places.
Be careful. So you walk up to the Dusk Elves.
Yeah.
They sort of look you up and down. Is Casimir with you?
I was coming to ask you the exact same thing.
And they eyeball the animated armor strangely.
He's in the armor.
We
took him to the temple, like he asked.
Yes.
We came out of the temple. We camped at Salenka Pass, and he disappeared in the night. We saw where he walked out. We saw his tracks when he walked out, and then there were no tracks, and he was gone.
This is unfortunate.
Okay, one more question. What the f*** is up with the mist?
We are...
experiencing technical difficulties.
We're very concerned about that. This is something that hasn't been seen by most people in this valley for a few hundred years. He's not kidding when he says he is...
The land.
The land.
Okay.
He's causing it to stir in ways he hasn't done in quite some time.
I guess
we hit a nerve.
Suppose I could ask the other Vistani.
Oh, we got rid of his chamber pod, remember?
Yeah. I suppose I could ask the other Vistani if they know anything about the mist as well.
The ways are still open. Our people are always welcome to go forth through the mist, as we always have.
Where do you stay?
Huh?
Where do you stay here, or where do you go?
To other lands. What? Traders, we're nomadic people. That's what we do.
Right.
You've been to
but
other
I'm
lands.
Asking whether or not they're going to stay while the mist continues to come in, or if they're going to leave.
I do not believe that this mist concerns us.
Should.
Oh, it just concerns us?
The mist should always concern you.
Why? We've done nothing to anger him.
This is true.
We're going to all sneak away while he's dealing with the arrows.
Fair enough. So it's now 3 guys and an animated suit of armor.
Do you have any condemned prisoners that you
Rusty.
No longer need?
No.
Okay. Sorry for asking. You dropped off a guy from a boat last time. I was just...
He was dealt with.
I'm pretty sure that guy was dealt with really quickly.
I'm sorry, it was a couple times ago.
What do you guys want to do? It is now dark out. Are you resting here?
Keep going.
You can try Valaki and see if Marikos will check us up.
You say it's dark. At what time would you
or
say?
You go to, do you want to go to the castle?
It's 7 o'clock.
I'm ready to head to the castle.
Yes, it is night.
Yeah.
Do they have daylight savings time in Barovia?
They do. If it is, then you didn't set your clocks back, which is why this is such a problem.
Well, there's a feat I can take that you actually know always what time of day it is. So
sure.
It'd be fun to, if somebody had that in this land with no real sunrise or sunset.
Totally useful feat. Way better better than improving an ability score by one.
I mean, you do get it. You did a bump to one to your intelligence. And accurately recall anything you have seen or heard within the past month.
And you always know which way is north. Lot better. Well, that like, if you're in the Underdark, you always know which way is north. That sounds handy.
That does.
It's like you were describing the abilities of Superman and chose the most inane one as opposed to, like, flying or, you know. You're like, oh man, there's this feat that totally, you can just tear your clothes off and there are clothes on underneath them. Isn't it great? Oh, and also you shoot laser beams out of your eyes. But the clothes thing, that's pretty sweet.
See, and that's a callback to very early Rancor's Brothel of, what was it, Discount X-Men.
Discount X-Men, yeah. Yeah, but if you already have the laser eyes, then the next step would be the clothes thing.
So, you guys are continuing on to Valaki then, in the dark?
Jeff wants to go straight to the castle.
Yep,
that's fine. You gotta go through Valaki.
I'm not opposed.
Okay, so you guys are heading out? Okay.
Through Valaki? We can go around Valaki, can't we?
I mean, suppose you could.
Well, they wouldn't let us in last time, so that's the thing.
So you go up to the walled-in city of Valaki. The gate is closed because it is night. You see a couple of watchmen watching you. You going in or you going around?
Who watches them?
Well, apparently
we are.
Apparently you do because you're approaching and looking at the gate.
I mean, they're not going to let us in. Let's just go around.
Right? Yeah.
We're going to save like 5 minutes.
I'm not stopping. I'm just going around.
Okay. You walk around. Takes you, I don't know, another half hour, 45 minutes to get around it, since it's obviously a longer distance. And that puts you on the other side of Valaki.
Cool.
It's now 8:30, 9 o'clock. Stopping, or are you still going?
I kind of want to eat a person here, but okay. We can keep going.
Roll the wheel save, Matt.
Maybe I really want to eat a person.
Nat 20. Wow. You're good.
No, you don't really want to eat a person.
I'm full.
You never want to eat a person again.
One of the watchmen.
We still have a mad mage.
One of the watchmen's up on the wall, smearing A1 all over himself.
Yeah, I'm good.
My wife told me about this exfoliant. It's wonderful.
You're on the eastern side of Valaki, where you originally camped before you went in the place. To get down to where the crossroads are to the windmill is going to take you another 4 hours. 3 to 4 hours.
So rest. Let's rest and rest wait out. and go in the morning. Let's
rest out with the windmill. Did we burn the windmill down?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we burned it down. Yeah.
So you're marching through the night to rest near the windmill, or are you resting on the side of Valaki?
On the side of Valaki.
Okay.
You rest, you take watches. Is Matt taking a watch? Or is someone taking
an
extra watch?
With my 20 on hunger, I'm good. I'll take a watch. I think I could do it.
You can take first.
I feel like I got things in control, and I feel like my character would
volunteer. I'm staying awake.
Roll perception, Matt.
And I'll make holy water.
18. Nice.
Davin, roll perception.
18.
You guys sort of every once in a while catch glances of each other out of the corner of your eye, scrutinizing each other maybe a little bit, wondering what the other one's thinking. Jeff keeps looking down at the monk's hand, and the monk keeps looking at Davin as he's making holy water.
Looking at his stump.
Licking my tusks.
Okay. Does that mean you're just immediately taking the next watch?
Yes.
Okay. You take the next watch. The monk appears to go to sleep. I'll use your 18.
Cool.
You don't hear anything. Although you do recall as the wind, you know, rustles the trees, the rain has slacked off a little bit, but it's still a mucky, mucky travel. You realize you're not that far away from where you were first abducted. It's just that little grove. You know, if you walk up just a couple hundred yards and go off to the side, and the temperature and the barometric pressure and stuff makes your limb ache a little bit.
Okay.
Next watch?
Yeah, I'll wake up Pither.
Roll perception.
I'm going to take a walk. I'll let you know when I'm.
Where are you going?
Just down the road a little bit. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you've done that once before and you didn't come back.
I have to go commune with my dark forces. Sorry.
Cody and Jeff have been playing the long con.
Yeah.
I'm going to strike my lantern.
Okay.
And concentrate on him as he walks away.
Okay.
I mean, how far outside of Valaki are we?
You're going to concentrate on him.
Yes. Like, shine it on him.
Oh, okay. I follow you. There was a... I thought you were casting a spell and you were using concentration. Okay.
19 perception.
All right. As you are walking away, you are well lit up by a bullhorn lantern.
Cool.
Just walking?
I'm walking back to that spot.
Okay.
Your spot where you initially...
Your lantern shines on him, and then he disappears into the woods, and you can't shine your lantern on him anymore.
Is there still a hand axe in the road?
No, someone has picked that up okay. at some point.
I'll just kind of move back and forth in a little bit of air that he walked into the woods, but other than that...
I want you to find the clearing, and there be, like, placed on a stump in the middle, a desiccated hand with a middle finger up. Oh.
It would be all...
If only I was the director.
Okay, you reach clearing.
Anything interesting?
No.
Just a sentimental moment?
Yeah. It's weird that you thought the blood from the fight would have washed away by now, but it seems to have still stained the grass.
Cool.
But that's probably just the shadows. Not really your blood, right?
Okay. I'll go back to bed.
The shadows, meanwhile, seem to dance really well in and around your light. Tall, looming shadows over the top of you. Explosions of bats coming out of the trees.
To my turn?
I assume so.
No, I'll stay up.
Okay. Lucas?
Are you waking me up?
Or no, I'll stay up.
Okay. Lucas, roll me a constitution roll.
Saving throw or just roll?
Just a roll.
22.
You wake up anyway because you're used to having so many hours of sleep.
Cool.
So you wake up feeling like you've missed something.
I was hoping with that high of a roll, you're going to be like, you get 2 extra hit points.
I got a 9 on my perception, though.
No, I mean, you just wake up feeling like, you know, I should be on watch. Like it's been so long. I've been asleep for... You're used to only getting 6 hours of sleep. You're like 6.5 hours of sleep in.
Yeah.
So you get the feeling that you've overslept.
It's the same reason I wake up at 4:30 instead of 5:30 an hour in the morning because daylight savings time is bull.
Sure. Are you doing anything as you're staying up for this? Are you doing anything as you stay up for your second watch?
No.
Okay. You just wake up and...
I assume I see him?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's probably headed back?
No, he's long since asleep.
Oh. Everything okay?
As far as I can tell.
You can sleep if you wish.
No need.
Okay.
The undead don't sleep.
I'm gonna open up...
Can of whoop ass.
So just beating the shit out of Davin while he's just laying there asleep.
I'm going to open up Seven Dwarves and the White and read it. Start reading it.
Okay. You start reading Seven Dwarves and the White.
But you see his lips moving while he's reading it with his intelligence score of 12.
He starts tapping the E.
I can't believe that I got a Tome of Understanding and I'm not going to get to use it before we go to the castle.
Whose fault is that, Jeff?
What do you need it for?
I've been reading it. I haven't had downtime.
You could take downtime.
We've got all kinds of time. You wanted the one who wants to...
Oh, no. The mist is shrinking in around us.
You just took an extra watch. You couldn't have sat there and read?
No. I have to spend 48 hours reading it in a week.
Okay. Like, I told you...
Ride
on the damn armor. Your hands are free. You can read a book. Hey, cousin. Follow that guy. Don't fall. 10 hours.
What did you say his name was? Rusty?
His name's Rusty.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay. You two are both fatigued since you only got 4 hours, unless you're going to sleep more once the sun comes up. Okay. You head off.
Off to see the vampire.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonderful Wizard of Strahd.
You walk past the windmill. Perception checks?
22.
16.
11.
16.
As you, so you go past the fields where the windmill are, you can see, you know, it's still lazily turning a little bit. Did you burn it all the way to the ground?
We burnt to the ground.
Yeah. It was ash. Okay. Well, fine. You don't see it turning in the... It was picturesque.
It could still be smoldering in the
sun. No, it's just still the blades of the windmill.
Yeah.
Up in the air. Just floating in the air.
Bones of children.
As you take a couple of hours, you move through the fields and then you sort of climb a rise. Because there's sort of a peak that you went up to, which is where you saw the carriage and everything. But right before you go through that rise, you begin to go through the woods. And you're going through the woods. Of course, it's a little bit darker because of the overhanging of the trees and stuff. And maybe the monk notices at first because he's been looking for wild animals. But you notice that the woods seem to be alive with wild animals.
But they're fleeing the mist?
No, actually, they're just standing there. And you're kind of like, and you kind of look, which draws everyone's attention, and you just see sort of every so often there are just, they're like, you see bats hanging in the trees just staring at you, and you see, you know, little rodents and other things just sort of just lined up on the side of the road, almost in a processional, just watching you.
Are they vermin?
There are quite a few.
Are all the animals vermin?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Whenever we pass a cluster, I flip them off.
They just seem to follow you with their eyes.
Yeah, because...
And as you move...
They're his eyes.
As you move farther and farther to the top of the peak, the animals get bigger. And as you start to exit the woods, you actually see full-on dire wolves just standing there watching you pass. It begins to rain more heavily now, and as you reach the actual summit, you can see down a little bit, because the Pillar of Ravenloft is not quite as high. It obviously slopes back down to where Barovia is in a valley. But as you stand there, you can overlook and you can see the castle in the distance. But right there at that dividing point in the road where you see the signs, one pointing to Valaki, one pointing towards the Sur Falls, and the other one pointing towards Castle Ravenloft, you see a black carriage sitting there, just like it was before.
I look to Davin and say, do we take the carriage, or do we find another way in?
I am walking right past the carriage.
Oh, we put Rusty in it so it activates. We all ride on top, so we're not trapped.
I'm going to open up the door.
You, as you approach it, it opens for you.
Cool. Nobody in there?
Nope.
Cool. Keep walking.
Set it on fire.
Hey, why aren't we getting in this carriage?
Go right ahead.
No, I was just asking. I don't know what happened.
The last person with your ghost got in it. Bad things.
With my ghost?
With your key energy, your soul, your curiosity. So you proceed on down towards the Pillarstone of Ravenloft. Like the idea that you're just hearing in the background as the carriage is just following you at your walking pace.
I mean, come on, guys. It's going the same way. This is ridiculous.
Throw a stick in the spokes.
Work smarter, not harder.
It's not a bicycle.
And pretty soon you find yourself at a bridge.
Is it too far? Is it on a River Kwai? What is it?
It's over troubled waters.
Does it go to Madison County?
That's a book, not a song.
Doesn't matter.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
That's, I was doing movies.
Yeah. Oh, I was doing a song, sorry.
No. Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah, stick with it. Douche.
After winding...
Hey, look at Jeff over there all being wrong.
Gotcha,
After...
It's okay, I'll cut it all out.
After winding through the forest and craggy mountain peaks, the road takes a sudden turn to the east. The startling, awesome presence of Castle Ravenloft towers before you. You come to a dead stop before twin turrets of stone broken from years of exposure. Beyond these guard towers is the precipice of a 50-foot-wide, fog-filled chasm that disappears into unknown depths. A lowered bridge of old, shored-up wooden beams stretches across the chasm between you and the archway to the courtyard. The chains of the drawbridge creak in the wind, their rust-eaten iron straining under the weight. From atop the high walls, stone gargoyles stare at you out of hollow eye sockets and grin hideously. A rotting wooden portcullis, green with growth, hangs above the entry tunnel. Beyond this location, the main doors of Ravenloft stand open. A rich, warm light spills from within, flooding the courtyard. Torches flutter sadly in sconces on both sides of the open doors.
In your travels, in the castle, was there no other way in?
I don't know. I'm walking in the front doors.
I feel like there should be like a... Like it's kind of ominous music would be neat.
Dun-dun. Are you walking closely together? Just curious. Is Davin...
What were you saying? I wasn't listening.
I was wondering how closely you were standing together. You might want to get your pieces together so I have an idea.
We don't need that guy no more.
If he starts walking towards the door, I want to put my hand like on his shoulder, like just like have him halt.
You're currently standing at the drawbridge, by the way. You have to go across the drawbridge and then through.
Sure,
but
okay,
into the courtyard, right?
Yeah,
I would just call out. Come meet us in the battlefield, or hide away like the coward Dorian before you.
It's fair,
Dorian.
Yes,
he's Dorian
Gray.
You know that book that you stole?
No,
read it.
Yep. Touche. Never finished.
I just want to make sure you weren't encroaching. Finish it. That's the first chapter.
I just want to make sure you didn't, you know, encroach on my anachronistic territory.
You get no response.
Send it in a message.
Who's walking across the drawbridge first?
Whoever wants to get hit by...
Which I assumed...
What?
Assumed we did.
No.
Why don't we send Rusty? At the
bridge.
No, I'm going.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Did you never watch The NeverEnding Story?
Who's next?
I'll go.
I'll go before Rusty.
Okay. As you walk across the drawbridge, you feel it creak and groan under your weight. It is probably several hundred years old and doesn't look like it's been repaired in centuries. And you find yourselves going under the portcullis, you know, for the main entry to the castle. And you find yourselves in a front courtyard. Thick, cold fog swirls in this courtyard. Sporadic flashes of lightning lance the weeping clouds overhead as thunder shakes the ground. Through the drizzle, you see torch flames fluttering on each side of the keep's open main doors. Warm light spills out of the entrance, flooding the courtyard. High above the entrance is a round window with shards of broken glass lodged in its iron frame. The walls that enclose the courtyard appear to be about 100 feet high. The towers rise even higher. Doors that are inside the gate towers are shut against the rain, and a howling wind rushes through the courtyard. To either side of the... So you sort of have the main thrust of the castle coming out towards you, right? And those doors are thrown open to lead into what you would imagine is a grand foyer. Like I said, this is a sporadic contraption of towers, you know, going hundreds of feet into the air. But the courtyard is segmented. So if you go to either the left or to the right, rather than just walling in the castle and leaving a giant open space, right, there are walls with portcullises. So there is the open door in front of you, and there are portcullises if you take the time to sort of look around to the left and to the right.
I just say we go in through the front door.
I like his idea.
We're coming in which way?
You're actually coming in from this side.
Oh.
So you can see that there are a portcullis there, and it's mirrored on the other side. Yeah. So you could easily come around if you don't want to go into what I'm kind of calling the main house, the main structure.
Jeff, we're entering from the rear, the way you like it.
Okay.
If you want to enter from the rear, you would have to go around.
We would have to reach around.
Go straight in or recon around the side?
You're the one that's been here before. You tell us.
I've never been out here that I was conscious for. Yeah.
That's true.
I woke up in the basement.
Yeah.
Is there a way for us to get into the basement? That would be really helpful right now.
I don't know. I woke up in the basement and I teleported out.
All right. I don't know. Like I said, he had his menagerie of death staring at us. He knows we're here. Might as well just go in the front damn door.
Sounds good.
That's the Davin approach.
The Davin approach.
I mean, you know, he's always been very straightforward about engaging.
You reach an entry. Ornate outer doors of the castle hang open, flanked by fluttering torches and iron sconces. 20 feet inside the castle is a second set of doors. You're going into the entrance?
Yes.
Pause.
I'm not going to describe every room. I would just recommend you zork it.
What?
I mean, there is literally no way for me to show you this map. So I would just write, like, entry. And does it have... doors to the east and west? Does it have 17 doors? You know, so I would just like mark E and then go, oh, we can go in or out. You know what I mean? We can go straight ahead or we can go straight back.
Okay. How far across is it?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't draw it that it's a
I don't know
20 by 20 room.
I'm not smart.
I just the recommendation. As you approach the second set of inner doors, the doors in front of you suddenly swing open, revealing a grand hall filled with the sound of organ music.
That's anachronistic too.
Yay. Overhead, in this vaulted entry foyer, four statues of dragons glare down, their eyes flickering in the torchlight. So from this foyer, there is a staircase to your left, leading up and around. There is a set of double doors straight ahead, but it is open to the right. Seems to be leading down a hallway. Cobwebs stretch between the columns that support this vaulted ceiling of a great dusty hall, dimly lit by sputtering torches and iron sconces. These torches cast odd shadows across the faces of 8 stone gargoyles squatting motionlessly on the rim of the dome's ceiling. Cracked and faded ceiling frescoes are covered by decay. Double doors of bronze stand closed before you. To your left, a wide staircase climbs into the darkness. A lit hallway to the south contains another set of bronze doors through which you hear sad and majestic organ tones. Ba-da-da.
Stairs go up.
Yes, sir. Where you want to go?
Is it going down the hallway?
Okay. Torchlight flutters against the walls of this vaulted hall. that's behind you. You came from there. In this hallway, a suit of armor, oiled and glistening, stands at attention in a shallow alcove. Those doors that you saw hang just slightly open, and a steady, bright light escapes through the opening. Swells of organ music come from behind the doors, spilling their melody of power and defeat into the hall. You also see a spiral staircase.
In the hall?
Yeah.
The staircase, spiral staircase, only goes up, or does it go down as well?
Are you going in to take a look?
I'll take a walk a few steps and see which direction it goes up, up or down.
Fluttering torches and iron sconces illuminate the spiral staircase. A chill wind rushes down the circling stairway, seeming to kill the very heat of the torches. It goes in both directions.
Okay. I just kind of turn around and put my hands up, as in, like, which direction do you want to go?
I would see who's playing the organ first.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna
try to say a code word to that armor.
You going in?
Yeah.
Three enormous crystal chandeliers brilliantly illuminate this magnificent chamber. Pillars of stone stand against dull white marble halls supporting the ceiling. In the center of this room, a long, heavy table is covered with a fine white satin cloth. The table is laden with many delectable foods. Roasted beasts basted in a savory sauce, roots and herbs of every taste, and sweet fruits and vegetables. Places are set for each of you with fine, delicate china and silver. At each place is a crystal goblet filled with an amber liquid with a delicate, tantalizing fragrance. At the center of the far west wall, between floor-to-ceiling mirrors, stands a massive organ. Its pipes blare out a thunderous melody that speaks to its tone of greatness and despair. Seated at the organ, facing away from you, a single caped figure pounds the keys in raptured ecstasy. The figure suddenly stops, and as a deep silence falls over the dining hall, it slowly turns towards you.
So glad that you could finally all accept my invitation. Please sit. Enjoy what, in all likelihood, may be your last meal.
Devin's gonna sit down and pull off a turkey leg.
Fair enough.
Is any of this appetizing to me?
No. Davin looks more appetizing than a turkey leg. It is delicious, actually. Cooked to perfection.
Cool.
Probably legitimately the best thing you've had since entering Barovia. Like, you're from Faerun, so like, you probably at one time or another have had grandiose meals in, whether in Dwarven Kingdoms or somewhere, like, this rivals that. I mean, it is succulent.
Mm.
He doesn't appear to leave his spot, just standing a few paces in front of the organ.
Davin, do you want to filter your beverage?
No, I'm good.
Okay. How big
if a room he, if he wanted me dead, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be through the wine.
How big of a room are we looking here?
But you do notice that there are only four places at the table. There is no place at the head.
What about Rusty? He's got to eat. You have any oil?
Hmm.
For Rusty.
Fascinating. Where did you find that?
In a tower.
Oh. He sort of stares at it. I'm sure Kazan must have made it, yes? And you see the suit, as soon as he says that, snaps and looks at him.
Kazan.
I was going to whisper it.
Hmm.
Who was Kazan?
It just keeps snapping to, like, different people.
Hey, the hinges on that are kind of rusty. He might not hold up to all this, guys.
'Tis his name.
An old acquaintance.
Yeah?
No one to concern yourselves about it at present.
So, what's up with the mist?
Well, I mean, you've been invited several times.
Wiping out your people?
And what if I did, dwarf? What would you do? What could you do?
What would you do? You have nobody to, you know, worship you or whatever. It's a point of living forever if you're bored.
So just recycle back.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Like smelling your own farts.
I don't think you're getting the point of this place. I'm talking to the monk. I think he's trapped here just like everyone else is.
This is known. You, Vishtana, you've made a terrible choice in throwing your lot in with them. I hope you know that. But
he just sort of smiles.
Such is life. Besides, dwarf, who have you protected? From the moment that you've stepped foot, everyone around you has died, been maimed, disappeared, or even worse, lost a Dusk Elf.
I raise my hand. None of the above.
A really furry hand.
You, Pither, you might be special.
This is known.
Cocky bastard.
That is my line.
Read it off my cue card. But yes, Dusk Elf, several friends. I still hear cry out your name every once in a while, whether in agony or anger or madness, I do not know. She's here if you wish to find her. Many of them are here. All of them, perhaps.
Insight on who he means by she?
Sure.
My assumption was Bozak. But...
9?
You've met many she's.
Exactly.
Bozak being one of them.
To date, I can only think of one person here that I've really protected.
Really?
Tatiana.
And we all know you don't have her. Your brother does.
I hand him a bottle of lotion.
As you say the name...
This is 40 of burn.
The flames... the flames gutter in the sconces, and you see him turn to you with a sour look. You will not live. For that, I will make your death as torturous and as painful as I can possibly make it. And he just poofs. Just gone. Just disappears. And as soon as he disappears, those of you with those of you who don't have dark vision, you're plunged into darkness because the flames just go out. And then all of a sudden you hear boom, 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 slam. As you hear 1,000 doors slam shut. And all you hear is the whistle of the wind and the pitter-patter of the rain.
I'll once again go pull out my bullseye lantern and just light it.
This was fun.
I'm still eating the turkey leg.
It's still delicious. The wine is good and fruity.
What other doorways are in this room? Or
the only thing is the door you came in, and then the table and the organ. Those are the only things okay. in the room.
And where were the what were the flames? There was the crystal chandelier, and there was a fireplace. Was there any other sources of light in the room before?
There were 3 crystal chandeliers.
Yes.
So. Get it right.
Gosh.
Just saying, I think there's a fireplace. Chandelier. Did I say fireplace? I don't think there is one.
Oh, okay.
Chandeliers. Yeah, just chandeliers and then torches and sconces.
Okay. No, like, oil lamps?
No.
Okay.
There are probably some candelabras or something as well on the table, just illuminating the food.
Okay.
But you can sit and eat. It is dark out, the exception of the lantern. It's the only light you have, really.
So, y'all want to go kill something or what?
I'm going to finish my turkey leg. But yeah.
I like the idea that Davin has just put his tiny feet up on top of the table and has, like, pulled the turkey on top of his lap and is just eating the leg.
The spiral staircase goes down. If you know the basement better, we could start there.
I didn't see much of the basement, but I would like to know where I was. I think that spot might be useful.
I didn't know that spiral staircase had so much in common with Strahd's mother.
You said it goes down.
Ah, gotcha.
You're welcome.
You gotta quit explaining your jokes.
He explains them because nobody laughs because they're not funny.
Oh, is that it?
Roll an int check, Matt.
If the cells are downstairs, perhaps the Dusk Elf is as well.
Yeah.
Along with his sister.
His sister was dead.
Was she?
I thought that he said that they killed her. Yeah. I thought they he said that they killed her.
Yeah, he's trying to revivify her. That's great.
Yeah. That was why
he doesn't mean she's not down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was saying that he could hear her voice. Yeah.
It doesn't mean
was that like memories or was that like trapped soul?
Dreams. Yeah. Yes. More than maybe. Both. Maybe. The, yeah. But yes, yeah. That's why.
As Cody's fond of saying, column A and column B.
So let's go down the staircase then once we're done eating.
It's up to you. I will follow.
Cool.
And that, folks, is when Jeff was officially nominated as leader of the party.
To be fair, you've been here before.
To be fair, he's the only one that's following him.
That's what I was kind of asked to do, follow all of you.
That's true.
So I was never asked to lead.
No one has ever asked
to lead. Does this suit of armor, like, need to follow, or can it lead? Does it need, like, what the sight problems does it have?
Hey, can we just tell it to take us somewhere? Like, hey, go to Strahd's lair.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if we're gonna go downstairs, can he lead the downstairs and not, like, run into the walls?
It's an intelligent.
I mean, we can tell it to walk ahead.
Yeah.
Turn right.
I would like to take some of the candles out of the candelabra.
Sure.
I would like to, imagine I could light a torch, right?
Yeah.
Light a torch, want to get the ends. bottoms of the candles a little waxy. I'm going to put them on his shoulders.
Okay.
And one on his head. Make sure they stick, and I'm going to light them.
Walking candelabra. Nice.
I mean, as long as...
Or if he's got, like, maybe spikes, something I could stick a candle on.
Sure.
I'm going to make the thing light.
Matt, take an inspiration. That is very clever.
Thank you. I need one.
As long as he isn't jostled or tumbles down a set of stairs or something, then yes, I would say that
is... we could relight.
...an effective.
So I'll take a bag of candles, whatever we can gather.
Sure. Absolutely. You have a bag of candles. So you're heading down that spiral staircase?
Yes.
Is that the plan?
I believe so.
Okay.
Screw it. I'll cast Pass Without Trace.
How long does it last?
Lasts an hour of concentration.
Okay. Head down.
Remember that if you want to cast Silence or something, okay?
Yeah.
Counting steps. Kind of just getting an idea of how deep you go. You go about 40 feet and there's a landing. You see a dusty 10-foot wide, 30-foot long corridor with a flat ceiling 10 feet overhead. You're in a web-filled spiderway that spirals down further into the darkness. And the north end of this hall ends at a wooden door.
Welcome to the door.
Okay, so you're walking across the hall?
Yes.
Okay.
Are the candles catching any of the webs on fire? Like, we're not causing incident, are we?
No, not yet.
The purpose of that spell was to be able to sneak. So if you want to sneak, otherwise it's a waste of a
character that's lit on fire.
So that people can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully... When we encounter blind vampires.
Are you still moving in this sort of pattern? Is that fair to say?
I adjusted it to put the two without dark vision in the middle and to put Rusty in the front. So then I got... Unless you want to switch me, Dwarf.
I'm just curious.
I'm bringing up the rear.
Okay. So you're all...
going this way.
Hey, I'll have Rusty walk about 10 feet ahead of us.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So Rusty will go all the way to the door and just sort of stand there.
Okay.
So who's that in front?
Rusty.
Rusty.
No.
Me.
Oh. Davin.
So it's Davin Pither then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then...
him
and the monk. Well, this will be interesting. So, you see Rusty walk across, and he sort of just stops at the door. I assume you just kind of instructed him to walk across the hall, so he's standing there in front of the door, lighting up the area. You all proceed in this manner. Lucas? You all hear it, but it sort of affects Lucas. There is a giant sound of metal grating, like 6 inches in front of your nose. Pither, the same thing happens to you. Is there is suddenly a metal grating, as suddenly, boom, one slams down right in front of you, and boom, one slams down right in front of you. And so the monk and, Lestat was what I was going to say. The monk and Unda get a really interesting thing as you see this great fall in front of Pither, this great fall in front of Unda, and then these two disappear as the middle of that room just flies into the f***ing air. You begin to hear loud, grating, metal scraping, sounds of chains, and boom, 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 smash, bang, pow. I need... Constitution saving throws from the two of you who are inside the elevator.
And so Rusty's not in it?
No.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
Against?
A constitution.
Yeah, against what?
You're good. The whole cabin that you're in, which is rocketing upward at a very fast speed.
Like on a crane?
A little more elevator-y.
Like an elevator.
It's like a crane. Everybody roll initiative. I just need some numbers.
To fight the elevator.
Just kind of hold them.
So 20.
20.
19.
19.
4.
4.
13.
So I'm just going to go around the table like this. Okay. So, Pither, you find yourself locked in a 10 by 10 square with Davin. Gas is pouring into this 10 by 10 square, and you are rocketing upward at an unbelievably impressive speed. You get basically an action. What would you like to do?
I want to try to break through the gate that separates he and I guess.
You're not gated across from each other. It's like, Think about an elevator. An elevator's like, you know, not quite 10 by 10 square, but you're in like a freight elevator. You both are flying into the air.
Okay. How far up have we gone?
You don't know, but you're moving about the fastest you think you've ever moved. Because I started doing some math in my head, and it is really f***ing fast.
Just makes me think of Thor 3. We're falling for half an hour.
So you get an action. Is there anything you want to do?
Hold my breath.
Okay, you hold your breath. Matt, you now find yourself, so this section has gone away, right? What is revealed is clearly this trap is in a hallway. They were there when they got shot up, right? As soon as they got shot up, it reveals an opening to this side. Just to the, that'd be the east side of them. And you hear a whole lot of chains and grating and noises. You get an action. What would you like to do?
What? Go over all of that again. I don't think I'm comprehending. I don't even... Go ahead. An action to do what?
I don't know. You tell me. Is there anything that you would like to do?
Can we see what's in that alcove?
It appears to be an empty alcove.
Like, it's just... There's nothing in there at all.
This X is us?
No, that X is the middle section that was just gone.
We are here.
Okay.
And Rusty is
there.
I'm in the back. You're up front.
Yep.
Rusty's over there. And I hear... Where can I hear the metal coming, scraping coming from?
All around you. Some of it in that off to the side. Some of it above you.
I want to peek around the corner.
The walls are vibrating. Like, earthquake. The walls... You like you're
peeking around. I can look around the damn corner.
Yeah, it's a 10 by 10 space.
That's it.
Yeah, it's 10 by 10 empty space. The walls, all three of those walls on that side, are shaking like crazy.
Are they stone?
Yes. Is there an action you would like to take? That's all I need to know. No. Okay, you're just standing there looking. Unda, is there any action you would like to take?
There's nothing on the ceiling.
Can I see them? At home? I can't see like his bullseye lantern. Going up?
When you looked up, you probably saw it for a split second as it illuminated this giant, like, Tower of Power elevator shaft, but then it kind of whoop, disappears.
Cool, so we're in a big transformer then, huh?
So anything you would like to do, Lucas?
Is there a hole in the floor, or is it flat?
No, it's flat.
Okay. I'm just gonna walk up to Rusty and check this door.
Okay.
Just keep walking, like, I don't know what else I can do. So I will listen at the door.
Okay.
You can
perceive things. Jeff, you are rocketing upwards.
Okay, are we in a shaft?
You are inside essentially a dumbwaiter in a shaft, yes.
Okay, so it's not like we can jump off the side.
No, that's what the portcullis is slamming down, prevent. Okay. Not to mention, you have walls on either side of you.
Okay, so the whole wall shot up.
Yes.
Okay.
There's like a little bit of a gap. It's like a freight elevator.
Right. Okay.
Is there any action you would like to take?
Can I see anything? Looking up, is there a ceiling above us?
Yes.
There is.
Like, is there a ceiling directly above us, or it's open and we're seeing, like, a ceiling, like, coming at us?
No. There was a ceiling above you, because okay. It's kind of...
Trying to get the logistics here.
No. Trust me. This is...
we're boxed in, essentially.
Yes. They do this... this is drawn in four separate places in the book, because it's very difficult to comprehend from a 3D perspective. So is there anything you would like to do?
You could do that. It's an action.
Well, I would like for you to aim to the side so that it doesn't fall on me.
Why would I do that?
Because I think it's high enough for that poop to hit terminal velocity. It might hurt.
You got 30 extra hit points.
Shit, you. I get football player concussion disease because you dropped the deuce. I'm going to be pissed.
It's going to be some rock hard deuce for it to hurt you.
What if he's dehydrated, man?
Dwarf.
They eat rocks, you know. What do you think comes out the other end?
Crabble.
What was your perception roll?
9.
You perceive nothing on the other side of the door.
Is it locked?
Do you try it?
Yeah, is it locked?
No, it's not locked.
I open the door.
Okay.
Say, cousin, walk. So that he eliminates whatever room is in there.
Okay. I sort of need to know what Team Elevator is doing. Or you have any sort of... useful ideas that you can do in a round?
No, because I don't know what I need to cast.
No. Okay.
I'll hold my breath.
Fair enough. There's suddenly a loud boom as you guys are shaken as you hit something solid. You guys are shaken as something lands in that f***ing opening that is 10 by 10 and is solid granite.
What opening?
That opening that appeared out of nowhere.
It's the weight. The weight came down.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was just peeking.
You don't. If you're standing there, you don't get a roll. You just die.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
You die a lot. That's why I asked what you were doing.
Break the chain.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
It's going to be a long fall back down. At terminal velocity.
I'm going to holler as loud as I can. Like, can you hear me?
You probably hear a muffled. I mean, you didn't. You went up a ways, and your ears are ringing from smashing into the. You do feel that you are sort of freely swinging. It's not like anything propped up. But again, you do appear to be trapped. What do you want to do?
So we're not in the shaft anymore?
You're still in the shaft. It's as if the elevator, the dumbwaiter, has hit the top floor. But what I'm saying is that you didn't pop into another hallway or a room.
Okay, so through the grate, we
You're don't... just still seeing wall.
Okay.
As you were seeing before.
Can I get a perception check, I guess, to see if I know that there's a weight, essentially, on one side of me?
Yeah, roll perception.
7!
No.
But we are feeling it. You said you were feeling it rock.
Yeah, just kind of real. Sort of you sort of hit the impact, and you know that you would have been shot up by some sort of pulley system, and now you're kind of just rocking a little bit.
So I'm just going to, like, try to bust through a wall. How about that?
You can try.
So I'm not metagaming this here.
Okay.
I'm going to...
You're what?
Try to smash through the wall.
With?
I'll use my axe.
Okay. So you hit with your axe, bang, against the side. The wall is because, like I said, you kind of went up almost in an elevator or something. There's like a, I don't really know. Based on the drawing, I'm assuming it's almost metal. So you were inside almost like a metal box with, what am I thinking here? Like a rat trap or a, you know, a small animal pen or something. You know what I mean? So it's solid on both sides, but kind of open where you would have walked through the hallway. So you kind of hit the wall, and it kind of rattles around, and you kind of feel the everything sort of move just a little bit, but you don't appear to be doing much in regards to smashing it. Give me an idea roll. You can give me an idea roll, too, if you want, Jeff.
What's your right idea there? Roll?
Well,
it's a percentile.
If it's high enough, he's going to give you an idea.
I rolled a 17.
11.
If you came up in a metal box that's one solid piece, and you smash through that, you're going to weaken the structure that you're inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, does this look like a snare to you?
I don't know, does it?
Like a, you know, like for trapping like an animal, like you catch it by the foot and stuff? You're the hunter, right?
I mean, more or less, yeah. I mean,
essentially, yes.
So how do you get the bunny down?
You can cut the chain, but with the height that they went up, they would not survive the fall.
I mean, whichever one of them lands on top might.
It's not worth the risk.
The other one would be delicious.
Please take 10 steps back.
No, like, think of it. Like, we're not in a huge open area, so they're at the top of some kind of a chimney, right? Like, in theory?
Just f*** I know.
Well, then, if we cut the chain, there's got to be some way for them to slow fall down, like...
Monks.
Only if you can
not,
wait.
I know, but like...
If you can weight the chain.
Do you ever watch How Wolverine, like, come down something, he puts his claws in it, and it slows his fall, or Errol Flynn jumping off a sail?
Jeff, from Perception. Movie?
How heavy is this suit of armor?
10.
There is a... Looking around, you finally see, you note the seams. There's a door in the top of the ceiling.
Okay. Boost me up.
You're gonna have to toss me.
And you opened the door, right?
I did, and Rusty is in front of me.
You see a hallway that stands in... Sure, it's right.
Yeah, maybe the right hallway.
It is. I don't know why it's the number that it is. This hallway stands in deadly silence. Huge beams support a sagging 10-foot-high ceiling. Fog clings to the floor, obscuring everything that lies less than 3 feet above it. A giant shadow lurches across the ceiling as a dark figure shuffles purposely down the corridor towards you.
What? Who's that? What we got?
It's going to be a little hard to stealth or hide when you've got a giant glowing suit of animated
armor. I can also see the guy, right?
Did you step out into the hallway?
No, the way you read it is if I were able to see him.
Yes, because it assumes that you people stepped out into the hallway.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean, you people?
Players.
Oh.
You know, morons.
But the hallway itself is dark.
There appears to be a light source approaching, and you can see it sort of shining on the animated armor.
You don't belong there.
I blow the candles out and hug the wall to hide in the shadows.
All right. Who's playing with Osiris?
You hear some sort of shuffling.
And I whisper to Rusty to hold his ground and defend.
Well, those are two different things. So which one?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
He's defend. Not smart.
Defend. He's not. He's in. It should be somewhat intelligent creature.
No, it's not.
It's not.
If it can follow simple order.
It is a sword.
It's not. It's armor.
You know what I mean, though?
Which like, is like a
it's
crane.
Just a weapon.
It's not Siri. It's like one of those crappy Siris.
Yeah.
It's
Jeff, as you get boosted up, you can kind of feel that there's a seam there. If you can get a hold of it and make it, you know, between the two of you, you can probably tear that open. So I'm not going to make you roll for it, but you tear that open. You see that there is sort of like a wooden trap door with hinges on it that looks like it opens upward.
Oi, Cyrus!
Who is it?
It's Jim from maintenance. I f***ing tripped the trap in here. I gotta reset it before the master sees.
He comes around the corner. He's like, I am the maintenance around here. There's no Jim.
I'm the intern. You didn't get the memo.
He comes around the corner and he sort of pokes the armor. What command did you give the armor? Hold.
Defend.
Okay.
Does he feel is poking it makes him feel attacked? He can do that.
So he goes to poke the armor and he
cousin stand down.
The armor sort of reacts like it's going to swing, and then I use some of the master's guess.
Okay, I was lying. Yes.
Where does the elevator go?
Well, it goes up. Where else would it go?
To a room.
Where else would it go?
If you bring it back down, I don't have to destroy it and make more work for you.
Well, I could just show you to your rooms.
But we want those guys back.
It's on the way.
All right, I'm down.
Kazan,
kill him if he tries anything.
By the way, Osiris here, Osiris here is one of the mongrel folk. All furry and hunched over. He's got, he is about 4'9" tall, but seems even shorter because of his hunched posture. The left side of his face is covered in lizard scales, and he has ears of a panther. His left foot looks like a duck's web foot, and his arms have patches of black dog fur. He wears a loop of twine around his neck, from which is hanging an iron key. All right, let's go up to the tower. You done tripped it, so we're gonna have to walk.
Cool. Do you want to ride on our suit of armor?
No, it's all right. You can bring it with you if you want. It's not one of mine, is it?
No. Cousin, follow.
All right. And he takes you back to the spiral staircase and starts heading up. Go on then. I'll take you to the rooms.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.